This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Live from West Palm Beach. Thanks to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture, here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, welcome back. Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610 on a Friday, our final hour of coverage here in West Palm Beach. Big thanks to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors once again for sending us here for a trip that I would say, Seth, even superseded our trip from 2 years ago.
Oh, way better, way better. Yeah. I think there were more intriguing things about this Astros camp to begin with. And then also, we wanted to partake of the experience fans, and we did more of that this year. So it was really everything about this camp and this spring training and just I think the way we took it all in, it was a lot of fun.
It was just more interesting, too, from a baseball standpoint for me, which sounds weird to say because when we were here 2 years ago, that was a team that just won the World Series. And I'm not saying it was uninteresting 2 years ago, but really the only thing I can remember us showing up being like, all right, I need to see this, was Jose Abreu. And I don't remember being as completely and utterly upset with him in that spring training.
No, we were impressed with him in
training. Yeah,
we were impressed that you see him in person for the first time. Yeah. The first thing you notice is, oh, this guy's huge. And then he was out there all the time.
He got some hits.
He's this older player that was out there getting all the reps and everything. There was nothing to be upset about.
We're getting a window into the future a little bit more with this team. There's just more spots that are up for grabs with this team. The opening day lineup is far from etched in stone right now with this team, whereas the team 2 years ago, very much etched in stone, I would say, if I have to look back at it.
No, and I think
that had a team with Tucker and Bregman on it.
Well, the first real sign that the Astros are in a different mode and moving into a new era was the Kyle Tucker trade. So you got to see all the elements involved in that trade right in front of you. So that was really cool. And then the fact that Cam Smith had such a great debut, and then in his second game yesterday had a hit. So he's batting .600 right now.
Yep.
That was an unexpected surprise. I went in thinking like, all right, I know people think a lot of Cam Smith, but it's spring training, doesn't matter. He is still just a prospect. But then he exploded.
Yeah, like in Thursday's game in Port St. Lucie, when they left him in to bat again in the sixth inning, I was legitimately excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, we get to watch him hit again. I'm with you on all that. All right, so let's dueling piano this thing then now.
Okay.
Because we saw a lot of things that we got excited about that I think through the lens that we've been providing people all week, we can get the people excited about.
Okay, so
what's your number one?
I already did Cam Smith.
Yeah.
So I would say John Singleton and his physique. And this is another one that I shouldn't be this excited about it, but it's such a great story individually for John Singleton and how much he's been through to the point where last year was the first year he'd ever spent an entire season on a major league roster
after being amazing?
Such God. A promising minor, such a promising first round pick and then out of baseball completely. But usually you hear guys talk about how they've come in the best shape of their lives and you kind of see it and maybe whatever. No, this guy is in probably the absolute best shape of his life.
Yeah, he's transformed himself.
He looks completely different. Yeah. And I don't think the pictures really do it justice, because when you see him in person, he's got the shoulders that are just as broad as ever, but then he almost looks like a cartoon version of a baseball player. And you think, okay, well, what does that really matter? I do think that he looked more athletic or more spry or nimble at first base. I thought he had a couple nice plays defensively that I'm not so sure he would have made last year that he actually made look pretty easy. And hopefully if he can get the bat going and maybe having a little bit more of a fluid swing without that extra 25 pounds on him, as a pinch hitter, maybe he brings something this year.
Yeah, no, Singleton, I'm happy for him. You know what I mean? That's the big thing. And you're right, the baseball uniform doesn't do him justice. It's the picture that got everybody going on the internet was him just getting done with the batting cages where they had the workout T-shirts on. Like, ooh, yeah, no belly. Yeah.
Yeah, but when you can notice somebody's physique through a baseball uniform because they're so baggy and everything, it's not like football or basketball usually.
That's right.
You can see he's just put together completely differently.
That's right. Hey, quick reminder here, too, in about 15 or 20 minutes, about 9:20 or so, we will be running Adam Spillane's interview with Dana Brown, which is an excellent — you and I have both had a chance to listen to it. It's an excellent conversation with the general manager of the Astros. So stay tuned for that. Seth and I are giving you the things that we saw that we liked. I really enjoyed the automated strike zone on Thursday at the Mets facility there in Port St. Lucie.
It was way smoother and quicker.
It's the workiest thing I've ever said. It admitted to enjoying. I really enjoyed the automated strike zone.
I didn't know. I didn't really have any opinions about it one way or the other. And I know a lot of people are against just adding any kind of technology. You're not going to notice it. It's like in tennis where it's immediate because they're using all the tracking. The computer's making the decision. The umpires aren't going to make a phone call or anything. There were two challenges in the first at bat of the bottom of the first inning yesterday.
Yep.
And it was actually made it more exciting.
Yeah.
Because first you see the batter challenges. The first one,
they challenge by tapping on their helmet.
They pull an Anthony Richardson.
They have to do it right away. Yeah.
They're like, I want to come out. I'm tired.
Anthony Richardson.
Except that this is to signify. They have to do it right away. They're not allowed to get any input from the dugout or anything. So there's no discussion. The batter says, nope, that was a ball.
Yep.
He challenges it. They put the graphic up on the scoreboard. And within a few seconds, so it's the graphic on the scoreboard is just the strike zone that you see on TV. Mm-hmm. And then the ball location pops up, and they say whether it was overturned or upheld.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah. So we had one on each side. We had a batter challenging one, got overturned from a strike to a ball. And then on a pitch that would have been a 3-1 count, Caratini tapped the helmet, challenged it, made it 2-2. He won that challenge.
Yeah, and he won that one.
Yeah. So it almost made me think that they did it so bang-bang quickly, and it was in the bottom of the first. It almost made me wonder if both teams are doing it almost like as a service to the crowd. This is how – because I don't remember one getting challenged the rest of the day.
No.
That I was watching. I mean, I can't say
Well, but it happens so fast that if you're not really paying attention, it's not – it doesn't – you really wouldn't notice it. It didn't feel like it disrupted the flow of the game at all.
Got to pay attention to it.
So if you win the challenge, you get to keep that challenge.
Yeah.
So you can – if you do a good job with it, you can get to the end of the game still with a couple of challenges.
The way I read the rule is you can keep challenging until you get two wrong.
Right.
You know? Yeah. You get basically two mulligans. So that was cool getting to see that. What's your next thing that got you fired up?
In advance, I'd say Altuve in left field. I'm just I'm excited. I'm excited in advance to see Altuve in left field today.
I'm every emotion. I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Yeah. I'm not nervous about him making any mistakes because he's going to make some mistakes. Yeah, I just don't want him to make a humiliating mistake.
I heard you saying that with Clint and Ron. Don't do anything viral.
I don't want a baseball to hit his forehead or something like that. I don't want him to forget how many outs there are. I don't want there to be something that's really, really bad. I think he's probably not going to get a great read on every batted ball at first. But and then watching to see how he throws the ball in when the ball is
that's
in play.
The big thing for me. Like we, you know, and you listeners will hear this. When Adam talks to Dana Brown, they go pretty deep on Altuve playing left field.
Yeah.
And Dana kind of gives a reminder like, hey, we got to see how he throws.
Yeah.
You know, how he does it, you know, like in games with regular batters.
It sounds like they're trying to treat it as casually as possible, and it's one reason that they're not coming right out and saying he's going to be the starting left fielder.
Yes.
Is that you don't want to put a lot of pressure on him or anything. But I think Altuve, every single report and everything – anybody, every time anybody talks about it, is that Altuve is fully embracing the challenge of it. Yeah. And I think it's probably fun. You're 35 years old, and this is something new, you know? You go through the drudgery of 162 games every year in postseason
Spice
runs.
It up, man.
Yeah, spice it up. A little change.
Yeah, I would say if he did something that went viral, he's pretty high up the list, I would think, of players who are going to get piled on by opposing fan bases.
Oh, yeah.
If something goes viral. I mean, they still boo him, and he didn't even cheat. You know?
Right, yeah.
So I would,
those
I would,
sons of
bitches. Yeah, now he's also high on the list of players who probably don't give a flip about getting
piled on. Oh, no, he definitely
doesn't.
I don't think
virally.
He sees any of it.
Yeah.
You know, that was one thing about yesterday was the Mets ballpark. There's so many Northeasterners down here in Miami that live here as snowbirds or what have you. It was a really full crowd. And it feels like you're in a tropical version of New Jersey. Like, all the accents you hear around you are Northeastern accents. They're either from Long Island or New Jersey or New York. And it annoyed me yesterday. I had a great time with Mets fans when they were at the Cacti Park a few days ago.
Were you surprised how few Astro fans there were at Port St. Lucie yesterday?
I guess, no. Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. If I was here on a spring training trip.
Yeah.
I would make that drive. It's an hour. I would make that drive up there to go to the game.
I think a lot of Astros fans, some of the people I talked to earlier in the week said that they were going, like, one of our listeners was going on a fan boat excursion Thursday.
Yeah, and they've been at Cacti, which is the name of the ballpark now, all week long, even on Wednesday.
Yeah.
That game, even though they were the road team, they were playing there because they share the facility with the Nationals. I could see that then, where they played home game Tuesday, rain out Monday, home game Tuesday, home game Wednesday. They have another home game today, obviously.
Yeah. So they go. So a lot of people have just kind of gone and off and done something touristy on Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's a pain. The traffic's not so awesome down here.
It's not.
It's Houston, like.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, you know, claim superiority over South Florida because they've got awful traffic.
It's just so fun at these ballparks.
I know.
It's so fun.
It's a really cool environment.
Yeah.
Even just like the people you meet. And I'm joking about Mets fans because everybody you meet is for the most part super laid back.
They're all cool.
We were messing around with some Mets fans before the game because we took a picture on one of those big, huge beach chairs.
It said Mets on
it. So this guy asked if he would, if this guy took a picture for us, and I stood up in front of the Mets logo, and he's like, "You got to show the Mets logo." And I was like, "No, I'm from Houston."
Yeah.
Instead of them throwing beer cans
at me, they laughed.
Yeah,
that was
a nice moment.
That was nice.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You know what else I liked? I like that the two guys that they're bringing in, the two most prominent players that they brought in, one via trade, obviously, in Paredes, and I'm saying prominent in terms of contributing this year.
Yeah.
Cam Smith is obviously the crown jewel of that trade, or we hope he is,
yeah,
of that trade. But in terms of 2025 contributors, the big thing, and Dana Brown talked about this with Spillane too, Paredes and Christian Walker were last year first and 10th in number of pitches seen per at-bat.
Yeah.
And I think there's – and that played out these few games.
They had competitive at-bats.
Competitive, yeah, at-bats. They walked a few times, each of them, you know, like – or collectively they walked a few times. I don't know how many for each. But it really sounds like to me from what Dana was talking about with Adam, and you guys will hear that interview here coming up in probably about 10 minutes or so. They're hoping, I think, that permeates,
yeah,
throughout the rest of they have not had a lineup that's been that way, and especially last year. They were last in the league, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
in pitches seen per at-bat.
That's one of the things Espada talked about coming into spring training, was that they got to get back to being that team that's got great plate discipline.
Yeah.
So, yes, Walker and Paredes are both known for that. Walker had a couple hits yesterday that weren't as impressive as the box score would suggest. I mean, one was a fly ball that was just hard to field and should have been a foul ball, but I think it hit somebody's – I couldn't tell from what
everybody
we were watching.
In the press box thought it was a foul ball.
Yeah, so I think it hit somebody's foot before it went out. And then he had a bloop single, yeah, later on. So it was soft contact on both of them. I was
– putting the ball in play.
It's not like I'm alarmed or worried about this at all, because Walker is a very good fielder, yeah, but he didn't show his best fielding version of himself in the couple of games that we've seen so,
yeah,
far.
Yeah, I thought for – I'm holding him to a Gold Glove standard.
Right,
you
right.
Know, like, and so like it, in the Thursday game against the Mets, yeah, there was a potential double play,
yeah,
that I think a Gold Glove first baseman comes up with.
You're right. He had been talking about how it's hard to, you know, maintain your focus for 3 hours. We're like, this is in the bottom of the first.
Right,
it was 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's the bottom of the first. I tried to get angry, but I couldn't.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet. So I saw
Bryce Matthews at shortstop yesterday, too.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah.
Nothing notable. He didn't really have any opportunities to do anything special, but he got a hit. And did he get a hit or did he walk? He got a hit. Yeah.
Bryce Matthews?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Not sure. And then the pitching. I thought, you know, as far as like good, you know, just, and obviously all these guys that are coming in are pitching one inning, maybe two innings at the most. But I thought Wisniewski did more good things than bad.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's something to work with there. There better be. He's penciled in as your fifth starter right now. Framber did Framber things.
Yeah.
No hits. Got a double play, induced a double play, as they like to say.
Wisniewski, I thought he looked good, and he gave up a solo home run in the game we were watching, but, yeah, he also was working on his curveball. He's added that curveball to his repertoire.
That was the only run he gave up.
Right, no, and that's exactly what you want to hear. We've seen so much success of pitchers coming into the Astros, and just by changing their pitch selection and adding a pitch or here or there, it's made drastic transformations in how they operate as pitchers. So, yeah, I'm bullish on Wisniewski right now.
Spo's boy, Logan Van Wey.
Mm-hmm.
Am I pronouncing that right, Spo? Van Wey? Van Wey? Van Wey? Oh, I'll know his
name. Van Wey is more
plumbable. That's disrespectful by me.
He'll be Van Wey when he has a bad outing.
Yeah.
Because we'll play the why, Brock, why?
Yes.
Van Wey, Brock,
Van
why?
But that's Spo's boy, man.
But when he's good, he's Van Wey to go.
We asked...
I'm wearing my Hokas. I got complimented. So an old man complimented.
You're making jokes for somebody who's wearing Hokas.
You know, an old man complimented my Hokas yesterday.
Because he had on the exact same shoes.
The exact same ones, except his looked
nicer. He had to be 80.
He kept them clean.
He was cool. He caught a foul ball.
I know. Yeah, was it? Did you actually see the catch? Or did
I didn't
you see
it.
The
I know. Parker, our boss, came over to me in the press box. I had my head down at the time. and he was the old man and his wife, I assume, or significant other, they were sitting right along the first baseline, probably about eight rows back.
Yeah.
And Parker kind of nudges me and said, "Is that the guy we were walking in with?" And I look down there, and he's holding the ball and holding court and talking to everybody. I'm like, "That is him." That was cool.
That's the thing I like about these spring training ballparks is that a lot of them, they feel like the Little League World Series, where if there's a home run hit, that was a foul ball that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
But if there is a home run hit, you've got a reasonable chance at getting to it.
Yes.
So especially if you have your kids out there, but you keep, you know, you can wear your cleats and you can get to it and then get to give it to your kid without having to elbow out some other toddler or something on your way to it.
I did my hit with In the Loop yesterday while standing next to the left field foul pole during Cam Smith's at bat. He got a base hit.
Yeah.
But I was really hoping he'd jerk one down the left field line, and I'd catch a home run ball.
Oh, yeah, you'd be having that icon.
While on the phone.
On your phone, catch it with your left hand.
Because I'd totally catch it.
Yeah, of course you would.
I would totally catch that. I would shy away from it the last second. It looks like it hurts.
You and I, our attention was waning at the end of yesterday's game, and you and I, we realized we probably, a ball went up into the suite right below us.
Yeah.
But if it had gone into our stands, one of us would have gotten hit in the head.
Yes.
We weren't paying attention. We were chatting about something.
Yeah. It's a grind. Probably some of that Long Island iced tea in a can still residual from Wednesday. Yeah.
That's the other big thing that Sean and I discovered is that Long Island iced tea in a can, just like Long Island iced tea in a bar, is really, really strong.
Strong.
Yeah. Sean Pendergast, an Irishman, noticed it even after a few sips.
Two sips.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You were like a college freshman. All of a sudden, you're like, I feel so happy.
Ripped my shirt off. Yeah.
You guys, isn't this awesome? This is awesome, isn't it? Boy, this is awesome.
Everything was awesome, and everybody was my best friend. All right. Coming up next, a great conversation that Adam Spolane, our Astros reporter here live in West Palm Beach, had on Thursday with Dana Brown, the Astros GM, touches on everything from Cam Smith to Altuve in left field to Lance McCullers to the question, has Jim Crane ever said no to you on anything? Adam asked that question. So we got a whole lot that Spo is going to get to here with Dana Brown. That is all coming up next, live from West Palm Beach. Stay there.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, bootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.